Greetings, I'm Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. Some time ago, I was commissioned by the board of a publicly traded company to perform a research study regarding the launch of a new division. The criticality of success for this new venture could not have been overstated. Stock analysts would be watching every aspect of the launch, which would have a direct impact on share value. The chairman asked me to articulate the fundamental basics of business success and to present these to the board within 6 months. Though it sounded simple, it was anything but straightforward. I decided, after reading all the popular business success books and interviewing several successful leadership teams, that I would seek the perspective of the academy. So, over a three-month period, I traveled to the campuses of the top 10 business schools at the time. I spent time with the deans, the departmental chairs, faculty, and various administration leaders. The result was an inventory of what each surmised made up the fundamentals of success. They totaled 39 distinct attributes altogether. Only 7 of them were the same across these 10 schools. I presented these as a presentational dialogue with the board, who had commissioned me and was then asked to lead this new initiative's launch. I accepted, and then had to eat my own dog food, the advice I had given the board. I entitled these attributes the 7 critical success factors of successful businesses. The fundamentals of leading and managing an organization are so often lost upon us when in the thick of day-to-day business dynamics. We forget the essentials that got us to success in the first place. In this COVID-19 period, we're all challenged to remember the basics simply because we're encountering the crocodiles of confusion and the alligators of anxiety. As many of you have heard us say, the first casualty of crisis is perspective. Perspective has fallen victim to myriad competing voices assaulting us daily with take-the-bait reactionism, usually resulting in even further loss of footing. The first of the critical success factors is this. Do you have anything to offer, and can you articulate it so that your entire organization understands, accepts, and gets behind it with everything they have to give? For those in the design business, a word of caution. Saying you offer design services as your response to the question is about as ambiguous as a doctor saying he offers medical services. The begging questions that follow are, what kind of design services? How are they to be understood? Is there a distinct way you offer them to your clients? Are there various categories to your offerings? Are these design services relevant to those that may be buying them? And the list of questions grows. Most website menus for design service firms list things like architecture, interiors, planning, etc. And when one seeks clarification from these lists, well, one is usually taken to large photos of past projects, a leap from a title to an in-state outcome. But what about the nature of the firm's design? Are any of the prior posed inquiries addressed? Right now, in this trying period, is the time for organizations to get back to the basics. Now is the time to question everything about what you bring to market. Here's a hint. The themes of relevance and effectiveness should lead every such discussion. Frankly, much of what is being offered from the design disciplines are both irrelevant and ineffective in this new world. Let us know if we can help you, if we can come alongside to poke and prod, encourage and envision towards the true success far into the future. Until next time, I'm Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence.